Time. The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, presents The Casebook of Gregory Hood, starring Elliot Lewis, with our guest star, Gale Storm. In just a moment, you'll hear tonight's story, Fifth Avenue, with Gale Storm at 9 o'clock. Say, do you know who's the best judge of wine in all this world? Well, as far as you're concerned, you are. That's right. What other person can decide what kind of wine you're going to like? So here's my suggestion. Try Petri wine. You know, Petri wine is the one and only wine for thousands of people. But the only way you can be sure it's the wine for you is to try it. Once you've done that, I'm pretty sure you'll agree that Petri wine is the wine to suit your own particular taste. And the reason it's so good is because the Petri family took time to bring you good wine. Many generations of knowledge, skill, and experience go into the making of every bottle of Petri wine. Only the finest of luscious, big, sun-ripened California grapes are used. And Petri wine is always made in the Petri family's own honored tradition. So Petri wine is a wonderful buy, a real wine value. Why don't you try a bottle of Petri wine tomorrow? Those five letters on the label, P-E-T-R-I, are your assurance of good wine. Petri wine. Well, it's that time again. Time to join Gregory Hood and his friend and attorney Sanderson Taylor for another story from Greg's casebook. Greg and Sandy are in New York City on business for Greg's world-famous importing house. It's a bracingly cold night, but in spite of the cold, Greg has insisted that he and Sandy climb aboard a Fifth Avenue bus and settle down for a tourist's eye view of the famous thoroughfare. The bus is deserted except for a very beautiful young lady sitting across the aisle from them. Sandy is complaining bitterly about the draft.
This is the craziest thing we've done in the last 5 years, Greg. Could be in a nice warm cab, where they keep the doors closed.
Oh, you've lost the spirit of adventure, Sandy.
Yeah.
We're going back to California tomorrow night. A little cold weather will do us good while we can get it. Improves the circulation, puts a sparkle in your eye.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look, there. That mansion. You recognize it?
That one?
Yeah.
It does look familiar, Greg.
Familiar? We spent two of the happiest hours in our lives or thereabouts in that house, Sandy. Night before last.
Are you losing your mind? I've never been in that house. Night before last, Roy Del Ruth invited us to that screening, his latest picture.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the mansion that Aloysius T. McKeever spends his winters in. Remember?
Oh. Well, of course. And that picture, it happened on Fifth Avenue.
That's right.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's a... Well, I'll be done.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Victor Moore and his hobo get up going through that hole in the fence. Oh, what a wonderful cat. I don't know when I ever enjoyed a picture as much, Sandy. I'd like to see it again.
You'd like to? Boy, I'm going to. I'm going to take Mary to see it as soon as it opens in Berkeley. You know, Charlie Ruggles has always been a favorite of hers. Oh, wait till she sees him in this part. He was wonderful.
Oh, the whole cast. I fell in love with Gale Storm. I've always been mad about Ann Harding. Everyone gave swell performances, especially the leading man, Don DeFore.
Yeah, sure did. You know, it must be a lot of satisfaction to make a picture like that.
Yeah. Roy Del Ruth made a lot of fine pictures, but this tops them all. Excuse me. Allow me to pick your bag up for you. Oh, nothing much to spill down.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I don't want to seem inquisitive, but why are you carrying that gun?
Please, give me my bag.
Look, I'm not just being nosy, but you're scared to death and carrying a gun. That's a bad combination for a little girl like you.
Give me my bag.
My name is Gregory Hood. If you're in trouble, I want to help you.
I'm not in any trouble. Give it here and please go away. I don't want to talk with you.
Okay, Miss Miles.
You know my name?
Yes, on this envelope in your bag. I'm very observant.
You might be sorry you noticed that. Now, please go away. I'm getting off the bus at the next stop.
You want me to get off with you? Bodyguard?
No. Now, go away, please. I don't want to talk with you.
Okay.
Well, you didn't make much of an impression on that young lady, did you?
Yeah, I'm afraid not. What's the matter with that girl, Sandy?
Ah, because she didn't throw her arms about you?
No, cynic. Because it's a little unusual for a girl as lovely as that, draped in that many $1,000 worth of mink, to be carrying a .32 automatic pistol in that full-grown alligator bag.
An automatic?
Yeah. And she's scared silly.
She's getting off, Jim.
I'm going to follow her, Charlie. I'm not going to get off at the same time she does. We'll jump off in the middle of the block, and we'll keep our eye on her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Okay. Greg, that girl, she left a package on the seat there.
Oh, yeah. Well, give us an excuse for chasing her. I'll get it.
I'll take that package, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to return it to the young lady who left it here just a minute ago.
Give it here. Don't be a hero.
Look out, Greg.
Just hang on to that gun arm, Sandy. Give me that gun.
I have to have that package. It belongs to me.
Grab him, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, stop him, Sandy.
Hey, wait until the bus stops.
He got away, Greg.
Yeah, I lost my balance when he let go of the gun. Come on, Sandy. I don't want to lose that girl. Let's get off this bus.
What are you trying to do, break your neck?
Now, jump, Sandy. Come on.
Hey, what's the matter with you two jumping off that moving bus? You're crazy.
What happened to the man who jumped off just ahead of us?
He ran across the street against the light, the idiot. What's all this about? What's going on?
Look, officer, nothing's going on. A young lady left a package on the bus. I jumped off to return it to her, that's all. She got off at the corner back there. Small girl, brunette, mink coat. You notice her?
You think I got nothing to do but watch who gets off the bus? She didn't jump, I didn't see her.
Thank you. Come on, Stanley. Mm-hmm. You see her?
No, I don't. Now she's gone, Greg.
Well, I know her name. Come on, let's go back to the Waldorf and try to locate her. This package she left behind must be pretty important. Well, Sandy, there's no night of miles listed in the city directory or telephone book. I guess the only thing to do is buy an ad in a paper and advertise the fact that we have that package.
Yeah. What do you suppose is in it, Gray? What does it feel like?
Feels like a leather box, Sandy, because that's what it is. That's not much of a help. Take it down and ask the clerk to put it in the safe, will you?
Aren't you going to look and see what's in it?
Why, Sandy, I'm surprised at you.
I'm the one who's surprised.
Hmm?
Yeah, I'll take it down, Greg. Meet you in the lobby in a half an hour.
Yeah, I'll be ready by then. Quick shower and shave. Wish I could locate that Miles girl. I want to get this package back to her.
She was a very pretty girl, Greg.
Oh, there's that, too. Be within a half hour, sir.
Okay, in the men's bar.
Right.
Nida.
Hello, operator. It's Gregory Hood in the tower. Yes. I want you to check all the Class A hotels for me. I have a friend named Nida Miles. Miss Nida Miles. I know she's in town, but I don't know where she's staying. Yep. That's right. M-I-L-E-S. And there's a $20 bill in it for you if you locate it for me. Well, you're welcome if you find it. Right. And thank you. Nida. Oh, darn it. Nida.
Just step back in that room, Mr. Hood. I don't want to have to use this gun.
Oh, no, not you again.
Sorry. I've been waiting to see you alone, Mr. Hood. I've been telling you ever since you grabbed that package this afternoon. You shouldn't have done that.
Why? It wasn't yours.
But the boss wanted it. The young lady wanted to have it.
Hmm?
You waste your way in where you weren't wanted, Hood. Now, where is it?
I haven't got it.
Get it.
I can't right now.
That's too bad. Now, Mr. Hood, we're going to take a little trip. Boss wants to see you.
Look, you're out of a book. Go away. This is the Waldorf. You can't kidnap me out of here.
Don't go betting your life on that. There's a car waiting downstairs. Walk through the lobby and get in it. I'll go with you just to keep you from making any mistakes.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it? Come on, get moving. Don't take it too hard. You'll be in good company. We're really entertaining a dame there called Nida out of the place.
What?
Yeah, she's waiting for you. If you don't arrive, it might kill her. So don't be tricky, Mr. Hood. Just keep moving. As soon as we get past this light here, Joe, twist it over to Lexington.
Right.
I want to put the blinders on Mr. Hood here.
You're going to blindfold me, huh?
Yeah. I hate the cover of those pretty blue eyes of yours.
Oh, thank you.
There's not much scenery on the road, Sergeant, anyway. Oh.
Another.
I didn't do anything. The half-witted camp jockey behind me rammed me.
Come on, the light's changing. Take out of here.
This is pretty embarrassing, isn't it?
Just keep your seat.
No, I think I'll get out and help unlock bumpers. You wouldn't want to do any shooting in all this traffic. So long, Clancy.
See you later, Lucky.
Hey, Greg! Greg!
Huh? Oh, Sandy!
What happened, Greg?
Where'd you come from?
Well, I saw you leaving the hotel with that fella.
Huh?
Looked to me like he was holding a gun on you. So I grabbed the cab and followed.
How come you always do the right thing? I was in a little trouble, Sandy.
Well, that's what I figured. So I gave my driver $20 to lock bumpers with the car you were in.
Oh, sheer genius. Well, let's get back to the hotel and get my suite changed. I want privacy when I take a look at what's in that confounded package. Now, that girl that left this package in the bus, Nida Miles.
Did the operator manage to find her registered at one of the hotels?
No, and please stop taking words out of my mouth. An alligator jewel case with a sterling silver coat of arms.
Black pearl.
Beautiful, Sandy. A fortune's worth of black pearl. It's the most beautiful strand I've ever seen. Now, what in the devil was that Miles babe carrying them around with her for on a bus?
Well, even I can answer that.
Hmm?
She was making a rendezvous with somebody on the bus to pick them up after she left them on the seat.
Sandy, well, you're getting to be a great deducer. This strand of pearls must be well known. The manager of our branch here will probably be able to tell me who they belong to. That's the next move.
Do you think the pearls were stolen?
I don't know what to think, but we're in it. We might as well find out what it's all about. Tell you what, get on the phone. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Mr. Hood?
No? Yes, who is it?
It's Miss Miles, Nida Miles.
Huh. Speak of the angels. Hello, I'm... Hey!
Get back into the room, Mr. Hood. Please don't make me use this gun.
Well, okay, but...
Back up.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, give me those pearls. And get into that closet, both of you. And don't try to get help for 5 minutes.
Well, you're welcome to the pearls. They're yours, I suppose.
Get in the closet. Forget about me and the necklace. If you don't, you're going to be killed.
In just a moment, we'll continue with tonight's story from the casebook of Gregory Hood. Presented by Petri, P-E-T-R-I, Petri Wine. You know, it's very true that sometimes you don't know what you're missing till you try it. And if you've never as yet tasted Petri Wine, well, all I ask is just try it. For instance, the Petri wine that's wonderful to drink after dinner or any time you're just taking it easy is Petri California Port. Try having a glass of that wonderful Petri Port with your dessert tomorrow night. See how good it is with crisp, nutty cookies or a nice fresh layer cake or with a good, rich pudding. Petri Port is a rich red wine, the color of beautiful, deep red rubies. A smooth, sweet wine with a flavor that's really something. You'll want to sip Petri Port slowly, so you won't miss a drop of that truly delicious flavor. Yes, one taste of Petri Port, and you'll know for sure the Petri family took time to bring you good wine. So be sure to get Petri Port, because all Petri wines are good wines. Greg Hood and Sandy are riding on a Fifth Avenue bus in New York City when Greg notices that the young lady sitting opposite them has left a package on the seat. A smooth, sweet wine with a flavor that's really something. You'll want to sip Petri Port slowly, so you won't miss a drop of that truly delicious flavor. Yes, one taste of Petri Port, and you'll know for sure the Petri family took time to bring you good wine. So be sure to get Petri Port, because all Petri wines are good wines. Greg Hood and Sandy are riding on a Fifth Avenue bus in New York City when Greg notices that the young lady sitting opposite them has left a package on the seat. He picks up the package, intending to return it to her, when a large gentleman attempts to get the package away from him. Greg manages to hang on to the package, is kidnapped, rescued by Sandy, and returns to the Waldorf to see what it contains. He opens it, finds a priceless string of black pearls, is admiring them when the girl from the bus comes in, gun in hand, locks Sandy and Greg in the closet of their room, and leaves with the warning to forget all about her and the pearls. Not Greg. Released from the closet, he goes to see the manager of the New York City branch of Hood & Company.
Now, it was the most beautiful strand of pearls I've ever seen, Mac. Graduating from the size of a pea up to the size of a... as big around as a penny. They were in an alligator jewel case about 8 inches long by about 3 inches wide. There's a crest on the case. A coat of arms, two tigers rampant against a wreath. And a shield. Some Latin words I don't remember. Here. It looked like this. I'll try to draw it.
I know about the pearls, Gregory.
Huh?
I know the man who owned them. I've seen them many times. We re-strung them for him several years ago.
Oh, who is it?
The gentleman who owns them is named Carruthers.
Huh?
Charles P. Carruthers. Has an apartment in Park Avenue. Fine gentleman. Very old family. The pearls, as a matter of fact, have been in the family for several hundred years.
Had been. Look, Mac. Could you call him and make a date for me to drop over to see him? Tell him I want to buy the pearls. Or if he won't sell them to me, at least I want to see him.
I'm sure I can arrange that, Mr. Hood. Just a moment.
Oh, fine.
Get me Charles P. Carruthers on the phone, please.
I hope you don't think this is just idle curiosity, Mr. Carruthers.
Oh, indeed I don't, Mr. Hood. As a matter of fact, I'm quite flattered that a collector of your prominence would be so interested in my pearls. Mm-hmm.
I admire the tone of your phonograph, too.
Of course, there could be no question of my selling them. They've been in the family for hundreds of years.
Well, I can understand that. I would like to see them, though. Black pearls just happen to be one of my hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Hood and Company have sort of specialized in them for a couple of generations.
Yes, I know. I'll get them for you.
Oh, thank you.
I keep them here with me in this wall safe. I like to look at them sometimes, even when I'm here alone.
No?
I've had them out more than usual lately because of my approaching marriage.
Oh, I didn't know about that. You getting married soon?
Yes, in 2 weeks. To a very lovely girl. One will wear these pearls as they should be worn, proudly. That's her picture there on the radio.
Beautiful. You're a lucky man, Mr. Carruthers.
Indeed I am, Mr. Wood. Here they are, the Carruthers pearls.
Yes. I see. They are everything I expected, Mr. Carruthers.
Hmm.
I wonder if I could borrow them for a few hours. I know the request is a bit unusual, but I'm leaving for the coast in the morning, and I would like to have them photographed before I leave.
Well, Mr. Hood...
I'm writing a book on famous jewels, the ownership of them, their history.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be complete without a mention and an illustration of your pearls.
Tomorrow morning, Mr. Hood.
Well, look, you know me. If you don't, you can establish that I am not an imposter by checking with the New York police. Mr. McIntosh, my local manager.
Well,
I have to have these pearls for just a few hours.
Greg.
Oh, quiet, Sandy. Mind your manners. I'm on the phone.
Here. Now, how did you get that necklace back, Greg?
Well...
Sandy Desk, I named Kilroy.
Hello, Kilroy. Greg Hood.
Now, what makes me so lucky? What do you want to know now?
Charles P. Carruthers of the Park Avenue Carruthers is engaged to marry a girl named Nida Miles.
Well, now, that's startling news. I had it in my column a month ago. What paper do you read anyway, Greg?
I love you, Kilroy, and we'll discuss that fact at great length later. Right now, I want to know where Miss Nida Miles lives.
Well, just a minute. I've got it right here in my file somewhere. Hang on, Hanson.
Oh, flatterer.
What is it all about, Greg?
Well, Sandy, it's pretty involved. I can't explain the whole thing to you while I'm talking to somebody else. You should try to curb that urge to be inquisitive.
She lives in an apartment at 626 East 72nd Street.
Uh-huh.
Now, what else do you want to know?
What do you know about the background of the Miles female? Where's she come from?
Well, there you have me, Greg. Why, what's up?
Well, if I tell anybody, I'll tell you first. There may not be anything to tell.
You must have something on her background. Where did she meet and capture the wily Carruthers millions?
Well, she was singing in a nightclub when that happened.
Yeah?
The club, Managua.
Oh?
Old Charles P. saw her, loved her, asked her to marry him, and she said yes, being very much in her right mind.
Oh, I see. Managua. That's Dude Defoe's joint, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll take you to lunch tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart. Come on, Sandy. We're going to take a cab ride over to East 72nd Street. Clerk?
Yes?
What apartment is occupied by Miss Nida Miles?
Miss Miles just went out a minute ago. I'm surprised that she didn't pass you in the entrance.
Oh, thanks.
Well, where are we going now, Greg?
I don't know, but I expect to find out. Come on. Dorman?
Yes, sir?
Did Miss Miles just take a cab away from here a minute ago?
Yes, sir, she did.
Would $10 help you to remember where she asked the driver to take her?
No, let me see.
I have a very important message for her. I have to locate her right away. All right, pirate. 20?
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. She asked to be driven to the Club Managua. Well, thank you very much, sir.
That's okay. Is there any additional charge for whistling me up a cab?
No, sir.
I just hope we get there in time to do some good, Stanley.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course, I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Club Managua on 52nd. Can you make it in 5 minutes for a dollar a minute?
I can make it in 4 minutes for $2 a minute.
It's a deal. Get us there fast. Take a look inside, Sandy. Maybe she beat us here.
All right, Greg. Yeah.
There you are, driver.
Hello, Miss Miles. Fancy meeting you here. Come on.
Where are you taking me?
Well, let's just drop in this restaurant for a minute before we go to the Club Managua. Shall we?
No, I have
to... Come on, or I'll call a policeman. I want to talk with you.
All right. I couldn't be in any more trouble anyway.
Here, let's take this corner booth. Get in there.
All right.
Now, we talk. I'll bring you up to date. You're engaged to marry a lot of money, the Carruthers millions. Somebody's blackmailing you. Who is it?
I can't tell you.
I'll tell you. It's Dude Defoe, isn't it? What's he got on you, youngster?
Why should I tell you?
Because I want to help you. What's he got, letters, pictures?
Yes, both. I have to get them back.
Oh, we'll get them back, all right. Let me see your purse.
No.
Yes. Give it here. Ah, still got the black pearls. Gonna give them to Dude. He planned this whole thing, didn't he? It'd take a crook like him to plan anything as clever as this.
I had to do what he told me to. I had to. You can think whatever you like, but I'll be a good wife to Charles. He's good to me. He has respect for me. I'll make him happy.
Look me right in the eye and tell me that, baby.
All right. I'll be a good wife. I'll make him happy. I love him. He's good to me.
Okay. Come on, let's see Dude and give him those pearls, shall we? Uh-huh. This is his office, huh? All right, let me handle it.
Oh, hello, Nida.
Hello, Dude.
Why'd you bring this guy with you, fool?
I'll answer that. I'm here to see that she gets a square deal. Where are the letters and pictures?
Where are the pearls?
Give them to me, Nida.
All right.
Thank you. Let's have your material now, hot shot.
There you are.
Look them over, Nida. See that they're all there.
All right.
You look familiar.
Huh? The name's Hood. Gregory Hood. I've got news for you, Dude. After we finish our little deal here tonight, if Miss Miles ever is bothered by you again, she gets in touch with me and you talk it over with the police. I stand pretty good with them, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about you, Hood. How come you're mixing into this caper?
Dull evening.
Oh.
Just remember, next time you'll be dealing with me and not a scared little singer.
They're all here, Mr. Hood.
Okay. Here are your pearls, Dude.
Okay.
All buttoned up. That finishes it, Hood. Thanks, Snyder.
You're not welcome. But you can have them this time. Tear those letters and stuff up, Snyder. We're going to use them as a burnt offering to the god of matrimony. Right here in Dude's ashtray.
Okay.
Well, Greg, now maybe you'll tell me why you gave those pearls to that blackmailer. I know some pearls that easy to do.
Hold on, I'll make it simple. Dude Defoe knew about that black pearl necklace Charles P. Carruthers owned. He also had a fine stack of blackmail literature on the girl Carruthers was going to marry. So he had her get the pearls one day. He had a paste copy made up of the strand and a duplicate alligator case made.
Oh, I see. Good.
So, the next opportunity Nida had, she switched the phonies for the real pearls.
Uh-huh.
She was supposed to leave the real ones in her seat on the bus where one of Dude's gorillas could pick them up. We interfered, and that started all of the, excitement.
Well, it's a little clearer now, but
I'll take you all the way. I had in my pocket the phony pearls, which I borrowed from Carruthers, when I met Nida outside the Club Managua tonight.
Uh-huh. Yes.
While we were in the restaurant, I switched them for the real pearls while Nida was looking into my eyes. Right now, I've got the real pearls in my pocket.
Huh?
Dude's got the phonies in his safe, and Nida has burned up all the evidence he had to blackmail her with. I return the real ones to Charles P. Carruthers in a few minutes, and everybody will live happily forever after. I hope. Yeah. I'd like to be there when Dude finds out he has his own pearls.
Well, my goodness, Greg. Well, as usual, everything has worked out all right, and you've managed to escape alive, but there's a law of averages, you know.
Hey, it's 11:30. I have to get these pearls back to the owner, and we have a date to meet Roy Del Ruth and Gail Storm at 21 at midnight. I want to tell them my story about it happened on Fifth Avenue. No, I don't think I will. They'd never believe it. Why does everything happen to happen to me, Sandy? Interesting story, Greg. You do let beautiful women lead you into the most amazing adventures.
Oh, I'm easily led, Herb.
I should think you'd have been scared. After all, she was carrying a gun.
Oh, but that's it. I like my women with arms.
Ooh. Ooh, I'll let that one go. But it's too bad you didn't manage to corral that string of black pearls for your own jewel collection.
Isn't it? You've never seen such beauties. Oh, but why tell you? You're not interested in jewels.
Oh, no? Guess you didn't know I'm an expert in gems.
No, I didn't. Tell me more.
Well, there's the ruby of Petri California Burgundy, the golden amber of Petri California Muscatel. In fact, all the Petri wines are precious gems. But take Petri Muscatel. Muscatel is a favorite with the ladies, you know. And Petri Muscatel, well, it's sure to be the favorite of all. You see, Petri Muscatel is a sweet wine with a delicate flavor that comes right from the heart of luscious, world-famed California muscat grapes. And it's a beautiful wine, too, clear and golden. Believe me, one look, one taste of Petri Muscatel is proof in itself that the Petri family took time to bring you good wine. And always serve Petri Muscatel proudly, because those five letters, P-E-T-R-I, spell the proudest name in the long history of fine wines, Petri. And what's our story going to be about next week, Greg?
Well, Herb, next week I'm going to tell about an adventure Sandy and me and Ray Driscoll, the designer, had in San Francisco a few months ago. It concerns a good-for-nothing son-in-law, an irascible father-in-law, and $50,000 in a suitcase. We call it Ransomed. See you next week, Herb.
The Casebook of Gregory Hood is written by Ray Buffum. Original music composed and played by Dean Fossler. Elliot Lewis plays the part of Gregory Hood, and Sanderson Taylor is played by Howard McNear. Gail Storm was heard as Nida Miles.
The Petri Wine Company of San Francisco, California, invites you to tune in again next week, same time, same station. The Casebook of Gregory Hood comes to you from our Hollywood studio. This is Herb Allen saying good night for the Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.